إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we are looking at the issues of dealing with difficult situations, calamitous situations, and issue of resilience. And today we'll talk about the third aspect of resilience. We spoke about three things. One is to face the brutal facts. Two is never to lose faith in ultimate success. And three, which is what we'll talk about today, is what to do when you are in that situation. To actually make sense of the mess. What to do when you are in that situation is a few things. First and foremost is to make tawbah. Because the reason why the situation happened is because of our actions. And I gave you the dalil of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in Surah Ar-Rum, Zahar al-Fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydinnas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the cause for the fasad is the actions of you. And therefore, it follows that if our actions led to the problem, then making tawbah will lead to the solution. In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this again, where Nuh alayhi salam, this is the advice he gave to the people. When they had difficulties, trials, tribulations, calamities, and they went to Nuh alayhi salam and they said, what shall we do? Nuh alayhi salam said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam said, make tawbah, make istighfar to your Rabb and turn towards your Rabb, and verily He is the one who will forgive. And after, when He forgives, then He will send down rain and He will give you children and He will give you wealth and He will give you gardens under which rivers flow and so on. So, first and foremost thing to do is to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make tawbah, to repent for what we have done. Without that there is no hope, because unless you repent, the thing which started the fire is not going to be put out by some more fire. The fire can be put out only by something which will extinguish it. So therefore, tawbah is something which extinguishes, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will change the situation of the people. So number one thing is to make tawbah. Second thing is to use dua, because the dua of the person who is troubled, the dua of the person who is in pain, the dua of the person who is suffering goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the aspect of khair from suffering, that because of the difficulty that you are in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua. So therefore make tawbah and then make lot of dua. Leverage that dua, because that dua is very, very important. Very important at that time not to spend time in mourning and groaning and saying, oh God, why did it happen? All of this is what shaitan makes you do, where instead of using that opportunity, shaitan makes us lose even that. So we're already in difficulties, and then on top of that, we don't even use that opportunity. So make tawbah and then make a lot of dua. Use that time, that's the time of acceptance of dua, and you are in a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of all the people who are being oppressed. So therefore, leverage that. Number three is collective thinking. Scenario planning, creating people, get together some people to sit together and think of, take stock of the situation and create a strategy to get out of the situation. So scenario planning is one method, there are other methods. So consciously do that, not just wander around, ununited, disunited, not listen to people who try to divide you further. Focus on unity, focus on planning, focus on trying to anticipate the future and to be prepared for it. That is a very important thing to do. Because it saves you from the shock of that future, and it saves you from being caught unawares and being caught unprepared. So, do scenario planning and create a strategy to foresee and to anticipate the future and to work with the future. Number four is get prepared for hardship. Change your lifestyle in such a way that you get prepared for hardship. It's very, very important. We cannot live the kind of wasteful and, I don't know what to call it. I mean, our lifestyles are absolutely puerile. This kind of lifestyle doesn't work. Believe me, it doesn't work. If you look at what did you do with the time that you have, may Allah forgive us, how we are going to answer, Allah only knows. So, get prepared for hardship. Don't waste things. Conserve. Look at issues, for example, of personal liquidity. Where is your money locked up? How accessible is that money to you? It's eminently possible, and because we are completely blind to our own, even to recent history, we're totally blind. You know, we are absolutely ignorant, and that's deliberately. We're deliberately ignorant because history was in our face, but we don't want to see it. We have seen history of people who were literally begging on the street while they had properties worth millions. Why? Because the money is locked up in properties which cannot be turned around. The property is worth millions, but you can't eat the brick, you can't eat the soil. So what are you going to do with the property? So liquidity is a very, very important issue. Liquidity again doesn't just mean cash, because you just saw what happened to the rupee. Your asset value drops by God knows 50% or something overnight. For some people it might just vanish. So it is very important to say, how do we have assets which are liquid? How do I have assets which are turnaroundable, and they are not locked up in things which are utterly useless, especially at a time of crisis. So, very important to keep that in mind and say, what will you do and be prepared for that liquidity. Next thing is the issue of safety and security. How can you be safe? How can you be secure? What are the dangers that you might be faced with? And how will you combat that danger? Today, if you think about it, things are happening right now in front of our eyes in different parts of the country. And there's absolutely nothing to say that the same thing will not happen here. May Allah protect us all from that. But there's nothing to say it won't happen. What is our preparation for it? What is our preparation for it? In what way are we prepared to combat any threats to our safety, security, to our integrity of ourselves, our families, our businesses? What are we doing? This kind of living like, blind people is completely useless. Totally useless. Quite apart from the haram aspect of it, we have absolutely no sense of shame in spending money on pure entertainment. I'm not talking about that entertainment. Whether it is halal or haram, the people who are spending the money know whether it's halal or haram. But I'm saying that we have absolutely no thought. We spend that much of money on pure entertainment. But you ask the same people, how much money did you spend in keeping your own family secure? They haven't spent even a fraction of that money on the security of their own family. How do people live? I don't understand. How do people live like this? Completely senseless lives. Totally senseless lives. So we have to get out of this way of living. This is a completely insane way of living. And if we continue to live like this, then history is witness to what happens to people who live lives like this. They're completely gone. They are wiped out. Even their memory is not there. You ask people names, they don't even remember the names. Of those people who at one point in time, they were the stars of that society. They were people without whom there was no party which was complete unless that person came. There was no, wedding that happened unless that person came, although that person was neither the bride nor the groom nor the qazi. But without them, the wedding didn't happen. All kinds of big. Today, even their name is not there. Even their name is forgotten. Where are they? Where are those houses? Where are those properties? Where are all those fancy stuff that they used to do? Where is it today? Not even a memory. And how do we think that ours will be any different? History is meant for us to learn lessons from, not just to forget. Because if you forget history, then history repeats itself. And it repeats itself generation after generation until those lessons are learned. So these are the things to do to make sense out of the mess, as it were. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all to save us from the mess. And then if we are in that mess, to enable us to learn from it so that we don't live lives of complete, ghaflat. And most importantly, because if we do that, then when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in a mess, and when we go before Allah, we will be in a bigger mess. And we don't want that to happen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to learn lessons from our own history, to learn lessons from the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we live a life which is worthy, we live a life which is valuable, we live a life which is a source of benefit for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.